Welcome to episode 2 of the Nathaniel Jones Podcast. And now, here's your host, Nathaniel Jones.
Welcome to episode 2 of my podcast. I am Nathaniel Jones, and this is Good Enough for the Internet. Now, last week, I did not make a podcast because I was in Texas, but now we are back and better than ever. Now, we had a huge response to the first episode of the podcast. We had literally tens of people listening to it. And to thank you, we're going to have a special contest later in the show, so stay tuned for that. But before, I wanted to just make a note. When we have a listenership as large as ours, you really have to make some concessions to make sure everybody's happy. Now, there's one group that was sort of left out from our podcast, and that is those that cannot hear. And in order to make this really all-inclusive, or all-encompassing, all-inviting, I've this week brought in a special sign language interpreter so that so that everyone can enjoy the show. So, for those that haven't noticed, there is this woman over here who has been sign languaging everything I've said so far, and she is doing a great job of it. So let's give her a round of applause. Now, we're going to just get on with our first bit.
Nathaniel?
Yeah?
Well, if you're a podcast, how are people supposed to see a sign language interpreter? This is craziness.
You're right. I hadn't thought about that. Well, what do you suppose we should do?
Well, clearly, we need an interpreter for the interpreter.
Well, is there anybody around that could do that?
Well, I think there might be.
Oh, really? Who's that?
Come over here, Mimsy.
Oh, Mimsy? Mimsy, the radio mime?
He's also a sign language interpreter for the blind.
That's great. Well, we'll get Mimsy over here, and we can continue on with the show. Now, you may not be aware, but
she's moving her hands around like crazy. She's moving her fingers this way and that.
There's actually
she's
a lot of
she's
people.
She's pointing and moving and making
Nathaniel
gestures.
Jones,
and she's also moving her mouth. It's like she's saying what he's saying, but she's not saying it. She's just mouthing along with the words.
Okay, you know what? Okay, stop. This isn't really. Okay. Canceled. And I'm going to start over.
And now, Good Enough for the Internet presents Nathaniel Jones salutes Nathaniel Jones!
Now, you may or may not be aware, but there are actually quite a few Nathaniel Joneses in this great country of ours. And there are some lawyers, judges, artists, musicians, teachers, great people that are named Nathaniel Jones. And every once in a while, one of these Nathaniel Joneses will do something that gets them into the spotlight in the news. That they do something newsworthy, and when that happens, I think we need to take some time to just give them some respect. Today's story comes from the Boston Herald from May 12th, and it takes place in Dorchester. When 29-year-old Nathaniel Jones was pulled over for having a revoked registration on his car. Now, so I don't have all the details, but this is sort of a dramatization of what might have happened.
Hello, officer. I am Nathaniel Jones, and I was just on my way to feed a group of starving orphans with my magnanimous wealth, yes.
Nathaniel Jones, clearly you are very rich, and I'm going to need to ask you for a bribe in order for you to leave, because I am a corrupt police officer, and I need to buy some donuts and some coffee.
My good sir, I do not believe in your cause. I am a knight of the realm, and I shall go about my business. No bribe for you.
Oh, yeah, really, sir? Well, guess what? I'm going to take your car as a bribe.
This is unacceptable. You must leave at once.
No, you give me your car or give me some money or you will go to jail.
I say, sir, I am going to leave whether you like it or not.
At this point, he starts to drive off. But the police officer, evil, vicious man that he is, grabs onto the car and will not let go.
Yeah, you stop this car right now, sir. I am a police officer and I demand my recompense.
You, sir, you let go.
No, no, I am being dragged 20 feet.
No, the starving orphans, they must be fed. Get off of my car, you swine. Get off of my car.
No. Ah.
And with that, Nathaniel Jones drove 20 feet with the vicious, evil police officer holding on.
If it's the last thing I do, I shall save those orphan babies.
Fearing for the lives of the orphan babies, having been detained, Nathaniel Jones hastily made a left turn straight into oncoming traffic. His car destroyed, he then continued on foot, carrying baskets of goodies and donations and wonderful treats and toys, until the vicious police officers caught him and brought him to jail on 11 charges. He is now being held on $2,500 bail by the evil police. The end.
This has been Nathaniel Jones Salutes Nathaniel Jones!
Oh, Nathaniel Jones, what a hero he is. We haven't had a word from our sponsor yet, so I think we're going to take a little commercial break here for a word from our sponsor.
Good enough for the internet, the Nathaniel Jones podcast is brought to you by Grandpa Joe Jamie Hard Candies. They're recommended by 9 out of 10 dentists who need new bones. It's Grandpa's old-timey hard candies. They'll give you diabetes.
Okay, and we're back. Welcome. And now I promised a contest, and here it is. Now, last week you may remember that we had a new segment called 1,000 Words, in which I describe a photo in 1,000 words. Now, this week, in order to make it a contest, I'm going to describe a picture in 1,000 words and not tell you what it is. And if you have an idea of what the picture I'm describing is, you can call the voicemail line and I will pick the winner based on who has the best answer. So, for example, if I were to say, it's a picture of a woman, it's a picture of her, I think her name is the Mona Lisa, and she's in a place, then you would call in and say, I think it's the Mona Lisa, and you'd be right. So, okay, now we have 1,000 words. The contest.
And now, the Nathaniel Jones podcast presents 1,000 words, the contest version.
Ah. Okay, so, it's sort of a night time sort of a thing. There's a city. There's some mountains. I think that's a mountain. It could be like a castle or something. It's a dark blob with sharp points on it. In the background, there are some stars. There's a moon. And all these things are very globy. There's a sort of a swirl thing. I think it's like a tornado, maybe. It's sort of like sketchy looking. It's mostly like bluish. It's like, yeah, because it's night. And there's stars around. And it's a city. I think that was about 1,000.
This has been 1,000 words, the contest version.
Okay, so if you have an idea of what that picture I was describing was, you can call the number. It's 512-524-6858. And leave your name, your contact information. And also what you might want to do is just some answers to some questions that I might ask. So that way I can edit your phone call in as if I were doing a live interview, which I can't do because this is a podcast and not an actual radio show.
And now, a public service announcement from Nathaniel Jones Podcast.
Did you know that in America every year, thousands of lives are lost to drunk drivers? This doesn't have to be that way. Did you know that when a drunk driving accident occurs, the drunk individual is 30% more likely to survive than the innocent bystanders they harm? Well, do your part to save your life. Do not get behind the wheel unless you have had at least 3 alcoholic beverages. And if you are a parent, save your children's lives too. spike their Kool-Aid with at least 2 shots of vodka. Remember the slogan, stop and think, take a drink. The life you save may be your own.
This has been a public service announcement from the Nathaniel Jones Podcast.
All right, and that's about it for this week. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. This is Nathaniel Jones.
This has been Good Enough for the Internet, the Nathaniel Jones Podcast. Tune in next week on NathanielJones.com.